Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dreading the end of summer? You might have a case of autumn anxiety. And no, pumpkin spice won't fix it. Join us as we dive into why the seasonal shift messes with our heads and how to survive it without moving to a tropical island.
Hey, Jess.
How you doing, girl?
You know. Fine. How are you? I can't even answer that question. I can't even answer your question is how I'm doing.
I feel like that whole question of how are you is so irrelevant nowadays. Mm-hmm. I almost feel silly asking it. And I mean, I ask it all the time in my office and I have to actually tell people, no, like I actually want to know. It's not one of those, oh, how you doing? Oh, good. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Let's just go on.
Yeah. I mean, if you listened to our episode last week, which if you didn't, you should, on parental stress, I mean, stressed, like most Americans, something like 48% of Americans who are parents feeling extreme stress over the last week, I'd say that's accurate.
Right?
I think so too. Is accurate.
Right. And so here we are going into a almost new season. Pretty close. I don't even actually know the first day of fall. Do you? Mm-mm. I have no idea.
No, that does not matter to me. It is so irrelevant. Like beginning of school is the new season.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Beginning of school. So here we are. We're in this season and I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah. 100%. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. And I think the hardest thing is that I think like many people, kind of got through the summer, which, by the way, was 12 weeks long here in America, in the Midwest. It was 12 weeks. I counted 12 full weeks. I love this. There's a podcast that I listen to that has two British hostesses, women, and they were talking about like parental stress of summer. And I was like, yeah, sister, like totally. And she's like, 6 whole weeks. I was like, 6 weeks? That's half as much time as I've had to cover over the summer. And so there was a lot of just kind of managing, right? And summer's fun too. So there's like good things like travel and sunshine, but there's a lot of like covering my ass and just trying to get through the day and things being chaotic. And I always look forward to the beginning of school as like, When I get there, everything's going to be okay. I have lived long enough to know that there is no there. I feel like my whole 30s were just the entire decade was me going after the next thing, after the next thing. And I know better than this. And still, it got me this year. I was like, we just got to make it to school and everything will be okay.
And then it will be okay. That's where I'm at too. And you would think I would learn, but I actually think there's been some years where we did get to the school. I think it was when my kids were younger, if I'm thinking about it.
Yes.
Where it was like, okay, we just got to get back to school and that routine and structure. And actually, I did feel less pressure when they were younger. Now, as they're older and we've got activities and school stuff and events and homework and all that, it is not – actually, summer was pretty great compared to now.
I really agree with you.
This was the first summer that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I wasn't like, oh, my God, how many more days left? Like, I actually legitimately enjoyed summer.
I agree with you. I really hadn't thought about it that way. I love the ages of my kids. It's way better than when they were little. They're really busy. They still need to be watched, you know, but I feel like they're just like, it's easier. Being around them is better.
Yes, that's what it is. Being around them is better.
Mm-hmm. And
that sounds bad, but but I thoroughly enjoy my children. I
do. Finally. It's true though. It's way better kind of because it requires less of me.
Yes.
And so I can be like, go outside and play, and I don't have to be eagle eyes on you every minute of every day. Someone has to be around. We're still not to the point where like they are just on their own. And totally. I don't know that they'll ever be at that point, honestly, but it is less intensive. And then it flips. Like you said before, mm-hmm. when they were little and you'd send them to school, it was like, oh my gosh, the relief of the less intensive season that, oh my gosh, I'm like on them every second, every minute of every day. It's like, oh, I get a break from that. I know this sounds ridiculous, but emails are going to kill me. Emails.
I can't keep up.
Sign-ins and new apps and things we need for school and practices and emails from the coach and other practices and events that you have to attend and things like even just our regular stuff. Like my kids play piano and during the summer, it's kind of like catch as catch can.
Oh yeah.
And during the school year, we're like, everyone's getting back to playing the piano. You know, everyone's going to get back to doing this or that. We got to make sure we're reading 20 minutes a night. You know, we have to do it all. And there's no ramp up.
Nothing. It's just like, boom. Well, and here's the thing is I have come to realize that all summer I just kicked the can. When the kids go back to school, I'm going to do this. And I did not realize how big that list was until they went back to school. And I sat and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh my gosh. And I'm like swirling in. It is so much. And I'm like, oh my God, the can, I can't kick it again. Like it's stuck to my foot. And I'm like, crap. Now I have to do all the things that I said I wasn't going to do until school starts. Oh, but what I wasn't thinking about was all the other stuff that comes alongside it. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm swirling in my own anxiety over it all.
Yeah, this you've mentioned before, and Mama Brené Brown says this, that the beginning of school is like New Year, but it's like New Year on crack. Because it's not just the things that you want to do and all the plans that you have to improve, but it's also all the things you didn't do in summer because you were just – you were either enjoying or you were just stretched too far. You know, childcare is a real thing over the summer. Having enough, trying to – so there's a lot of things that get put off. And then you roll up into, you know, September being like – but I will cover them all. And I'm drained. I'm not going to cover them all. I'm cashed out from the last 12 weeks.
I need a vacation from my vacation. That's what I feel, right? I enjoyed summer. I really did this year. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. But now I'm paying for it. I mean, that's what it feels like. It kind of feels like when somebody tells you, oh my God, just sit down. And it's like, well, but if I sit down, nothing changes. There's still stuff over here that has to get done. So all it does is delay the inevitable. And that's where I feel like I'm at right now. Just this culmination of all of the delays. It's like I sat down for 12 weeks and now I'm like, oh shit, my house is on fire.
Well, and you're probably still trying to have it all, Jess. You know, that's the big thing is that if you're trying to show up for everything for your kids in the fall and make sure that they do really well at their things. And you go, oh, I can actually kick it into a higher gear at work or with the podcast, or, you know, finally I can do these like self-improvement things when I've got this margin. And then you just realize actually there's no margin here. There's nothing. There's no extra space. The space is taken up times 10 in this season.
Yeah, exactly. In this week, actually, I had two different women who told me that this coming weekend, they're going to have to miss one of their children's many games. And we're not talking like varsity football. We're talking like peewee level. Mm-hmm. And the amount of guilt they were expressing because they were going to miss a game. One was actually going to be there for half, but had to leave halfway through, mm-hmm. and felt so much guilt for it. And I am just looking at them and not judging, because I feel the exact same way. But all I'm thinking about is that how many games like dads miss and don't feel any remorse. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but these women are literally, one of them's going to spend time with high school friends that she hasn't seen. I'm like, oh my God, yes, go do that. It's okay to miss the game, but there's so much on our plates that we're feeling right now. And I think as we get into this season, literally season, mm-hmm. even more pressure falls on women. Mm-hmm.
I agree. And this false notion that there's margin can lead you to sign up for things now that will haunt you for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, girl.
The sense of, I'm going to level up. I'm going to be more involved this year. I'm going to actually, that sounds fun. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to have so much time.
It's not fun. Don't do it.
It's not fun. Don't.
It's not fun. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't mm-hmm. do it. Clearly, Andrea and I are feeling it. But what exactly are we feeling? After the break, we'll unpack what autumn anxiety is all about, where it comes from, and why it seems to sneak up on us just as we start to get our sweaters out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Andrea, I'm really curious. Have you heard about autumn anxiety? Did you know what that was? Okay,
not at all.
I didn't either until I asked Google.
There you go.
Thank you, Google, for validating me. But it's a thing. Like, yeah. There's like stuff on it out that there's autumn anxiety.
Yeah,
and it made me feel normal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When you asked about that, you were like, I want to do an episode on this. I was like, what are you talking about? But then when we started to actually look at what this time of year is like, I was like, well, that's fairly accurate. I'm usually thinking right now about seasonal affective disorder and totally. About depression that's coming in the fall. I mean, in the winter, and as the days are going to get shorter, I like know that that's coming. But the truth is that this season does have a flavor that I don't think I fully appreciated until we started thinking about it.
It normalized something that I am now hearing. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the podcast episode we did on manifesting and value tagging, what I've now noticed is now that I know I'm consciously aware of this thing called autumn anxiety, I'm hearing women talk about it all around me. Mm-hmm. I'm so anxious right now. I'm so anxious. And I'm like, well, did you know there's such a thing as autumn anxiety? They're like, yeah, because I'm experiencing it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's a real thing. And so this time of year, a significant portion of our population experiences a different cluster of symptoms, mm-hmm. which Google told me. Credible resource there, right? But what is dubbed autumn anxiety is sleep problems, low mood, fatigue, and anxious thoughts. How many of those are you experiencing?
I was going to say check, 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 and check. It sounds like I get 100%.
You win. Yay.
Back to school, 100%.
You got 4 out of 4. 100% A+ for Andrea.
I'm always achieving, and I just am very proud of myself right now. Yeah, it's funny because I have noticed sleep has gotten way worse to the point where I don't fall asleep if I don't listen to a meditation at night. I had a nice little season where I was sleeping really nice. Mm. And I'm doing all the same things and I'm not sleeping And yes, of course, then I've got anxious thoughts spiraling. And I don't know. Yeah, I'd say low mood, feeling just depleted. I think my low mood comes out as, like, again, feeling like I've got zero fucks left to give. I just can't. That's what's inside. I can't. Can't do it. Can't.
I'm with you. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Whatever.
Actually, am I depressed? Because then I was like, I was like, doesn't take pleasure. No longer takes pleasure in things you used to take pleasure in. I'm literally just, I'm canceling everything. I'm like, no, I don't do that. I don't want to do that. That doesn't matter to me anymore. No.
So welcome to the Honest Women podcast, hosted by two depressed therapists.
Yeah. And anxious. Depressed and anxious. Just, they're real connected.
That must come down, right? We're so anxious and then we just drop and we're depressed. So we're not bipolar. We're just depressed and anxious.
Right.
It's totally fine. Welcome. Totally I hope normal. You subscribe. Please make sure you're following the show so you listen to us, two depressed therapists and anxious.
And anxious. Yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say what's interesting is there's a correlation between, a big correlation between our perspective going into this season and how we actually feel, right? So lo and behold, our thoughts control our actions and behaviors and how we feel, wah, 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 right? It's like 101. But when I started this episode talking about kicking the can, school starts and the thoughts going through my head, oh my God, there's so much to do. Now I have to do this. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't plan for that. Oh, and I still have this to do. And if I really sit with the thoughts going through my head right now, a part of me is like, well, no wonder I'm anxious as shit right now.
You know what's funny? I think the opposite is true for me.
Tell me.
I think I did not expect, and I could have and should have, that this season's actually really intense. So I didn't plan for it. I think it, like, surprised me in a way. Whereas if I had headed into the season being like, back to school is always nuts. I was going to feel really out of control for a little while. I need to block more time than I think I'm going to just get my feet under me. It's going to be a hot mess with my kids. And no, it's not a great time to start any projects or new things. Like, if I was able to acknowledge what this season is usually like, I think I could have come in with expectations that were connected to reality. And because my expectations were not connected to reality, I'm like, what? How is this happening?
How? I don't understand.
Yeah. What? I'm overwhelmed by school emails? This is shocking. Holy shit.
I am just like a classic avoider over here. I'm just like, whatever, I'll think about it later. Whatever, I'll worry about that later. Worry. And now I'm like, oh, I did it again. I just kick the can and said, I'll worry about later. And when am I going to learn? Worrying about it later usually leads to a massive dip in my mental health because I kicked the can and just avoided doing the things. And you know what sucks, though, friend? What sucks is that why can't we just sit down for 12 weeks in the summer? Like, why can't we kick the can? Why can't we do – why? Why can't we? That's what sucks is that whole notion of all the things that you feel like you have to do just to keep treading water.
Yeah, because we're trying to do everything in high gear. Ugh. That's what it is. It comes back to that having it all at the same time, which we have determined as of last week. You should listen to it if you didn't. That you cannot. And so I think where I'm like, you know, I'm like pulling the gears. I'm like, I've got four kids that are in like these middle years and have so much to do. And I've got this career that I'm really excited about. And I've got this marriage that really needs some attention. And I'm like trying to gear it all up.
Too much.
Right. And if you sit down at any moment ever, you realize how ridiculous that is. And you start to feel behind versus saying, golly, I can't do all of that. I can't do all of that. And in fact, I would be a lot happier if I go, oh, I want a peaceful summer with my kids. You know, I've actually considered, I've heard a lot of therapists saying that they take off a huge chunk of the summer. And that would have changed it, saying, I'm not seeing any clients for a huge part of the summer. And it means you make no money.
I was just going to say, and then there's that. I don't know. I have to keep a little of that routine and structure or it really impacts me. So I think at the end of the day, it's more that there's just so much. And like you were saying with our mother, Brené Brown, who talks about September and this whole notion of new beginnings, but beginnings are also really often stressful, anxiety-provoking, scary. And at what point are we going to realize that beginnings are all of those things and they're not always exciting?
I agree.
It's not always a fresh start. Like there's no fresh start for me in September. If anything, it's more, it's just more work. There's more on my to-do list. There's no start. It's like more acceleration. I got to move even faster than I've been moving.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my own therapist has pushed back on me in the last couple of weeks when I was talking about all the things I need to get done. And she asked me, do you have a plan here for what comes next? And I was like, no. She's like, did you notice how you felt a lot better when you had some space to plan and to just kind of figure it out before trying to implement everything? And I was like, yes. And so I'm toying around with the idea that like, actually this isn't a season for getting anything done. It's a seat, like we have to stop in order to move forward. We have to slow down first. And I think that's what's missing from our new beginnings is that that time, that sense that we need to like adjust and figure things out. And it's going to be a little weird for a while, you know?
Well, and transitions aren't easy. I have yet to meet somebody that is good, I think, used loosely with a transition. It always throws us off kilter until we adjust to it. And I think that we have to be aware of the difficulty that comes with transitions and getting back into a routine and a schedule. And that whole planning piece, I think you're spot on, where I will say during the school year, I'm a lot better at planning and putting, you know, pen to paper and really making it work. And for 3 months when we're in summer, it's just a free for all half the time. And which is actually really nice until you have to go back to the routine. And not that I want to live in that state of just freedom all the time, because I don't think that would work well for me. But it's just, it makes it hard to transition back to structure.
Especially if you think you're going to transition right back to implementing. And that's the thing that I think we miss is that like, if we go, the first day my kids are back at school, I'm going to get up and I'm going to start doing my like my morning workout routine. And I'm going to start immediately acting on these things for my business. And I'm going to show up for all of these things. It's like, like you're just flying by the seat of your pants, you know? And it's so disorienting and you can never, it's like not stopping to make a to-do list before you start doing. And I feel like we all need some of that grounding this time of year. Before we move on, can I just mention a couple other things that make this time of year very anxiety provoking? Because I gotta acknowledge a couple things.
Totally. My anxiety is already a little bit heightened as we're talking about it. So throw it at me, girl. Let's just throw me full blown onto the other side.
Okay. Are you ready? I actually think you might already be experiencing some of this. What, like, if we head into the school year and the winter, illness is headed our way. And
I don't actually care about illness. I care about my kids not being able to go to school. Does that 100% sound
bad? Did you say that there was already stomach flu going around your kids' school?
Not like around mine, but
okay, that was somebody else. That was somebody else.
Who mentioned that? Because somebody a closer, maybe it was me. I think it was me.
I think it wasn't you.
My kid's school. It was somebody on a team, their school already. And I'm like, what? We've already had like colds though. I mean, both my kids are hacking right now.
Yeah. You know what is going around weirdly around us is pneumonia, which I'm like, is this like the 1800s, but it's going around. So we have, I mean, we had it. You know, this summer we have friends, we have, I have clients. It's so bizarre, but
it's so
weird.
I feel like it's just old people who get pneumonia, but that's not true.
No, it's not true. And a lot of mamas at this time of year, especially with the little ones, where you go, oh God, we're going to go back into these communal spaces and then my kids are going to get sick and then the wheels are going to fall off and I'm supposed to be doing so much and then they're going to be home and then I have to call off work and then what am I going to do, right? So that anxiety can start to pick up too. And we actually touched our toe in this earlier this summer. If you haven't listened to It's Getting Politically Hot in Here.
Oh, that was a fun episode. That was good.
It was. It's an election year. I don't know if you guys know. So there's like some politics going on right now. Yeah. And I think that's going to make this – that makes this year anxiety higher than normal. So
– you know what? I saw really good – a therapist that I follow who is – he's really, really good. He's a trauma-based. And he said the best thing. He goes, if you know what you're gonna, who you're going to vote for, turn it off. Just turn it off. Like there's no reason to watch it. And I thought that was brilliant. Because majority of people I know, I actually don't know anybody on the fence about it. Everybody's pretty definitive. And so turn it off. There's no reason to watch it. And I will say anything in right now in this season where I'm already feeling the pressure all around me, I am paying so much attention to what, how my body responds to things. And anything that makes me feel sped up, like from an anxiety, I turn it off. And so I'm not watching any of it right now.
It's probably smart. Probably smart.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything good. If it was helping me, I'd watch it all, but it's not. It just makes me angry and anxious. So I don't watch any of it. All right. We get it. Autumn anxiety is real and we know where it comes from, but what can we actually do about it? When we come back, let's dive into some practical ways to keep those seasonal blues in check. All right, so we started to talk a little bit about just some practical ways to keep some of the seasonal blues or the autumn anxiety at bay, or to just not, you know, go into like a deep state of depression like, in, you know, Andrea and I are on the verge of going into, you know. So yeah, listen to us. We have really good advice.
Hashtag goals, you know.
Those who cannot be taught, teach, my friend.
Right, right. You know, I gotta say, this is the really unsexy part of what we do, is that if we're going to be healthy and well, it probably means getting down to the basics and really prioritizing those in this season. And that means making your sleep a priority. Yes, getting exercise, eating relatively better than maybe some of us who just have, you know, like chips, just chips. So good. Meditating. You know, any of those things. And actually, I'm laughing because I'm referencing a lot of our summer episodes this
July. This
and then aren't you – I'm like, oh, we did a lot of really good episodes this summer. And I know you girlies did not listen to them all because we were all running around with our children like crazy people. And it is time to go back and listen to those foundation things because you need to get grounded in the fact that like it takes work to be a healthy human living in a body. And if you ignore this stuff, and if you just try to run, if you put the, you know, gas pedal down and you stay up too late and you're not exercising and you're eating a bunch of shit and you don't take any moments to be still, you will not do well right now.
You will crash and burn.
And you might make it through for a while, but you will not do well.
Oh, you're so right. You know, and I'm really happy you're referencing the non-sexy stuff because if there's one thing I've learned when I'm in a heightened state of anxiety is I have to focus on what I can control, not what I can't. Hence why I've turned off a lot of the noise in the outside world right now. I have no control over that. So it's off. But what can I control? I can control movement. I can control what I put in my body. I can somewhat control going to bed at a certain time, right? That's relative and depends on other factors. But those are things that I can control. I used to tell people, I don't think I used to, I still do in my practice, that we have to develop our own hierarchy of needs. So anybody who has taken Psych 101 knows Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm. You got to develop your own. I've got Jessica's hierarchy of needs. And I will tell you that every time I feel like everything's out of control, I go back to those basics. Mm-hmm. And I know that when I'm moving my body, when I'm watching what I'm putting into my body, from a what am I nourishing my body with, when I look at connection and who I'm, am I socially connecting with people? Am I isolating? I always feel better. Mm-hmm. And a little bit more in control, because there's so much that's outside of my control right now and will forever be. But those not sexy things that you're referring to are.
Yeah. And I'm going to disagree with you just a little bit.
Ugh,
because,
how dare you?
I love it. Jessica's hierarchy of needs and Andrea's hierarchy of needs, they are the same as your hierarchy of needs. Sorry, you have a body. Sleep has to be like number one. And as does exercise, as does relatively healthy eating, as does social connection. These things are human. They are for all humans. And so if you think like, I just need something else, I will tell you, no one gets to skip a step, and you just have to do it. You just have to do it.
Okay. You didn't necessarily disagree with me, right? Well,
The only thing that I think sometimes we feel like we can make our own, you know? And I just think there's some things that are really universal. Mm-hmm. Does
that
make sense?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think the details are individual, right?
Yeah.
Like movement, exercise, food, that is more individual. I will say one thing that is on my hierarchy of needs that is not always on everybody else's, but I think it should, is what am I feeding my body is not just about food or liquids. It's about what am I reading? Mm-hmm. What am I watching?
Mm-hmm.
That one is huge for me as an individual.
Agree. Yeah.
It's
I
huge.
Agree.
It is huge.
And it's huge for everyone. Again, so we live in a culture that says we're all special snowflakes. And you know what? We're all pretty much the same. We're all pretty much the same. There's just like, being on social media is going to make you feel bad.
It's going to make you feel like shit.
It's going to make you feel real, real bad. Letting the news run in the background, going to make
bad.
You feel bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
Makes you feel bad. Yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah. You are not a special snowflake. Turn that shit off. You know?
Turn it off.
Go to bed on time. Turn that shit off.
Well, and I think that is what that's just a big driver in the anxiety we feel is, you know, if you sit down and make a list of everything that's really getting to me right now, put it in the category of what I can control and what I can't control. Mm-hmm. And I would bet, if I was a betting person, that there is a lot in the I can't control it. And if we go back to the basics of what can I control, it can just help us feel a little less off kilter in this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that we referenced this before, but I just want to double down on this is a time of transition. Transitions are ugly. They're ugly for you. They're ugly for your kids. Expect everything to be a hot mess for like 2 or 3 weeks around, you know, beginning of school time and kind of like anytime there's a real change, which honestly means that things are going to be a hot mess like 75% of the time. And again, acknowledging that allows you to get back to the basics. You know, when things are hard, when our kids are cuckoo, when it's not the time to level up, it's the time to reset your foundation. It's the time to leave a little bit of space and to physically slow down. It's just time for that. So acknowledge that it's a transition, and transitions are pretty much ugly for everyone.
You know, there is this beautiful quote that I'm probably going to butcher because it's been a long time, but did you ever watch the movie Hope Floats?
Yeah.
I know. You're like, relevance here? But one of my favorite movies of all time, but towards the end, there's a quote in the movie that says, beginnings are usually scary, endings are usually sad, it's the middle that counts. And I love that quote because I think we have to remember that beginning, which is autumn, is always a little scary, right? And then the end of the school year can be sad or anxiety provoking, but there's this whole middle chunk that's coming too that can be really, really beautiful. We just have to hold on tight at the beginning and go back to those basics, go back to what we can control, and remember a lot of the time it's temporary. It's temporary discomfort. And if it's not, well, there's a lot of ways to get support.
Yeah. If it's not, go to therapy.
Yeah, girl.
I mean, honestly, sometimes the reason a lot of people come to see me in therapy and the reason I go to therapy is that it's 1 hour a week for me to stop moving, for them to stop moving and actually just tune into what's going on. You do not have to be like seriously unwell to benefit from therapy. If you're a woman and you're running 95 miles an hour, you might want to go to therapy just to stop moving for 1 hour and have somebody breathe a little bit of truth into you that's like, you don't have to do all of this, you know? Like, it's really important that you go to sleep tonight. Will you try it? You know, sometimes we need a little bit of that connection and reminders and just stillness. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're not doing well, this is actually, this is why we get so busy this time of year.
Truth.
Go to therapy. It's good. It's good for you.
It is good. It's a good thing. All right. So this coming Thursday, we are going to, well, we're not doing anything. I'm going to answer a listener question like Andrea did last week. So here's the beautiful thing, you guys, is that we read emails. We read all the direct messages that come through. We really take them to heart. And so we happen to have some listener questions that speak to what we do inside our own practice. And so we thought it'd be a good opportunity to take some time to individually talk to our listener. So, my friends, you got Andrea last week. This week, you get me. So make sure you tune in this coming Thursday.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.